today's No Sweat News. Final stories that could turn up on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz. Here we go. Somebody won $344 million in a lottery jackpot. And you know where they got their numbers from? If you guessed fortune cookie, you were correct. 66-year-old Charlie Jackson Jr. from Cumberland County, North Carolina, is taking a lump sum of $223 million. He says he got the numbers off a fortune cookie his granddaughter got at a Vietnamese restaurant. Well, kick me right in the hoosie-watsies. Sometimes I don't even eat those damn things. What's he going to do with the money? Maybe get more fortune cookies. I don't know. How about that? Numbers out of the fortune cookie. God bless him for that, huh? Son of a mother friend. Give me a fortune cookie. I'll give you a fortune cookie. Holy mackerel, am I jealous of that dude. We take you now to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's right, the FBI turns up on today's No Sweat News. Back in the 90s, the FBI investigated Bigfoot in the 1970s, and they just released their report. You can find it, or we found it, in the vault section of the FBI website. So, if you go there, you can see their official Bigfoot investigation. Now, why did they investigate Bigfoot? Well, they're the FBI, and we pay them to do that sort of thing, apparently. They found a mysterious animal hair that they could not identify with their current DNA processes and whatnot. Was it Bigfoot? Well, after a deeper investigation, the hair sample they tested turned out to be from a deer, not from Bigfoot. And so the official FBI investigation from the 70s concluded there is no evidence that Bigfoot is real. Hey, listen, just because they didn't find evidence doesn't mean that he ain't wandering around somewhere in Saskatchewan or Pacific Northwest or Alabama or wherever, whatever unpopulated area the Bigfoot seems to always show up. So keep hope alive, you Bigfoot fans. And Dateline Russia for our third and final story of the day. That's right, Russia. Thieves in a small, partly abandoned town in Western Russia have stolen a bridge. Yep, you heard right. A bridge. Someone made off with the middle section of a bridge. It's about 75 feet long and weighs 56 tons. I feel like I need to go to the chiropractor just because of saying that. At first, you see, nobody really noticed that the bridge was disappearing. It really wasn't being used anymore. It was one of those bridges that transported trains that had raw materials from one side of a river to another, where, you know, the mining would happen on one side and the factory was on the other. But when a gap appeared in the bridge in early May, some people started asking questions. And at first, they thought maybe it was the government taking it apart for safety reasons. But the government officials eventually said no. Well, you can imagine how slow a Russian government official is. They took weeks, during which the bridge continued to disappear and disappear and disappear. Well, now, the entire middle span of the bridge, 56 tons worth of metal, has been stolen, and the locals are realizing that now it was a heist. Hey, buddy, you want to buy a bridge? Apparently, scrap metal in Russia is going for some serious coin, and that's where they think it all went. I kid you not. Somebody stole a bridge. If you believe that, I got a bridge I can sell you. That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow, we do the No Sweat News quiz about 7:10, 7:15 right here on The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.